That, sir, is the true philosophy of the case. You may depend upon it. But we will now drop the discussion of these matters, for I am abundantly satisfied that you have not only knowledge enough, but that you can think for yourself. And now, sir, all I wish to know further about you is whether you can teach others to think, which is half the battle with a teacher. But as I've had an eye on this point while attending to the others, probably one experiment which I will ask you to make on one of the boys here will be all I shall want.
Proceed, sir, said the other.
Aye, sir, rejoined Bunker, turning to the open fireplace, in which the burning wood was sending up a column of smoke. There. You see that smoke rising, don't you? Well, you and I know the reason why smoke goes upward, but my youngest boy does not, I think. Now, take your own way, and see if you can make him understand it. Locke, after a moment's reflection, and a glance around the room for something to serve for apparatus, took from a shelf, where he had espied a number of articles, the smallest of a set of cast-iron cart boxes, as are usually termed the round hollow tubes in which the axle-tree of a carriage turns. Then, selecting a tin cup that would just take in the box, and turning into the cup as much water as he judged with the box would fill it, he presented them separately to the boy, and said, "There, my lad, tell me which of these is the heavier?"